True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
This is WEEI Afternoons
with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens,
and three-time Super Bowl champion Ted Johnson on WEEI.
Welcome back to Fenway Park, the Ford Clubhouse Fenway Studio, where we are brought to you by your New England Ford dealers and the Ford Summer Sales Event. Hurry in to get great deals now, including on F-Series, official truck of the Red Sox. I don't know if people watching on Twitch have noticed, but Dan Ball's got his Friday night greens on.
Absolutely. City Connect night, I'm repping him. I was surprised you weren't.
Yeah, because I knew
you've been
wear
consistent
it.
With. Oh.
Yeah, I have been wearing it Fridays here at Fenway, and I do like it.
Yeah.
But then there was also the issue, because we're staying for the game. We're all going to hang out and see this big Friday night Fenway Red Sox Yankees game here at Fenway tonight. And I was like, I might need a hoodie. Can I put a hoodie over the jersey? And
yes,
I was
you
like,
can.
Put a hoodie under the jersey.
Well, that's what Dan Ball's actually doing. He's got the Andrew Whitworth look going on
yeah.
right now.
Not bad, right?
He pulls it off.
Thank you. Oh, wow. I meant
Andrew Whitworth.
Oh. Damn, I wasn't sure walking out of the house today.
Just kidding. No, I actually think it's a good look. You pulled it off.
Thanks.
Got that youthful athleisure. Is that what you guys call it?
Yeah.
Athleisure.
I'm following the Ted Johnson.
The Ted Johnson look. You got that good look. But it's 3 o'clock here at Fenway Park. That means it's time for the three-point stance.
319!
319!
319!
Yeah, there you go!
What's that?
It's the three-point stance.
I'm going to count to three.
Tatum puts up a three! Bam!
Easy as one, two, three.
Pasternak! A hat trick! And a 4-3 Boston lead!
Three!
WEEI Afternoons.
Time for today's three-point stance here on WEEI Afternoons, brought to you by Jeffrey Glassman, Injury Lawyers, Boston's go-to injury attorney for over 30 years. If you've been hurt in a car or work accident, or you're often mistaken for Andrew Whitworth, you got to get Glassman. Call all sevens at 617-777-7777. 3 o'clock here on WEEI Afternoons, three hosts, each of which will present their stances on the biggest stories in the world of sports today. Andy Hart, you'll lead us off. You get 60 seconds for your opening stance. Are you ready?
Absolutely.
All right, your 60 seconds begin. Right now.
It is called the year two jump. It is something that we are looking at Drake May to make. They don't call it the year three jump, and that's why I have an issue with the Patriots slot receiver Pop Douglas, who last week was targeted 7 times, had 2 catches for minus 2 yards. 2 catches for minus 2 yards. Somewhere, even though he's still alive, Wes Welker is rolling in his grave. This is the slot position under Josh McDaniels in New England. It's a volume scorer position, to steal a term from the NBA. You're going to get targets. You're supposed to get catches. You're supposed to get yards after catch. As Welker famously said, I should lead the league in yards after catch. I catch the ball at or near the line of scrimmage, and yet here we are with Pop Douglas. And I'll be honest, there's a little bit of this is personal. A year ago, I said he would lead the team in receptions. He might be a 100-catch guy, might be a 1,000-yard guy. He didn't. He wasn't. It didn't work for him. Okay, that's rookie quarterback. That's Alex Van Pelt. Now he's with Josh McDaniels. Now he doesn't have a rookie quarterback. Now he's in his third year. I think he should catch 100 balls for 1,000 yards. But he's got 1,002 yards to go if he's going to get to 1,000 yards. That was an abysmal opener. At some point, he needs to pop or get off the pot.
Oh, boy.
See what I did there?
Oh, man. You were so good until the end.
Oh, that was... I nailed it. That was the English major in me. You gotta seal it. Close it off.
That's certainly subjective.
So am I being too critical, Fitzy, of Pop Douglas? Or is it like, time to do it? Or can we stop talking about how he gets open in a phone booth and all these things?
Well, there's a lot of other people that are champing at the bit. See, use the proper English there as well. To take over that slot role. There's a lot of potential suitors and challengers.
Oh, no. So if Efton Chisholm is coming out of your mouth in 3, 2.
Nope. Didn't even get to him. There's a lot of other people that want that slot gig, baby. And yes, of course, Efton Chisholm, living legend, future Patriots Hall of Famer, is also there as well.
It.
But like Pop, this is year three. This is when wide receivers are supposed to not just make a jump, but firmly establish who they are. And while it's a bad first game, everyone gets, you know, I don't know how you like to play when you're out with your friends, but we usually allow a mulligan or a breakfast ball over 18. There are 17 games. Pop has already used his for the season. Do it again. If you're not a proper contributor to the stat line, then you can raise, if not multiple eyebrows in concern.
Ted Johnson, first of all, welcome to the show.
Hey, guys, how we doing?
Uh-oh. Dark black shirt, no flowers around the collar. Oh. I'm concerned.
No, you're fine. You're okay.
Yeah, there's a big desk between us, so I can run.
People are out today. People, nobody wants to be inside today. Everybody's out driving in their cars between Medford and Cambridge.
Right. Uh-oh. Are you in a traffic mood?
I'm just, give me 10 minutes to unwind, and then I'll be out of this traffic mood.
So yes. I can't poke you early in the show. Good to know. Thank you.
You can. You just,
nope.
Just,
nope, don't want to.
You can walk over here, but you're going to limp back.
Wow.
That's all.
I would like to see you try to not.
It's difficult for me.
You were about to ask me a question.
Pop Douglas, am I being too harsh?
Nope.
I mean, we're in year three.
Well, like, it's one game. I'll say that.
In year three.
Yeah.
And if I'm going to ask you to catch like 100 passes for 1,000 yards, you need most of those games. Most guys aren't very unproductive and then end up with 100 catch. Like Wes Welker, Troy Brown, Julian Edelman, they showed up every week and they gave you 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 catches. Not two.
They did. That was disappointing. And all I heard about it was how Pop Douglas was going to be a major part of the offense. And I was never a real believer in Pop. I just don't think he's that dynamic or as dynamic as people seem to think he is. I think he's serviceable. There's that word, my favorite word, serviceable. I don't think he's really anything special. So I think they can upgrade that position. But compared to what he did, comparatively speaking to what he did last year, he should have had a bigger impact in this game last week.
Yep. So
I'm with him that.
But you've
given, yeah, it was 2 yards and it was an easy read. It was,
he also had a bad drop.
Oh, No, I'm backing up. I'm backing up both of y'all's points. Like, he started the game on such a high note. Like, Pop Douglas touchdown first quarter. Like, oh, my God, Andy's prediction of 100 catches or more and offensive impact is on. And then he only goes backwards the rest of the game. What the hell happened?
I'm starting to think he's like an idea more than he is an actual reality on the football field. Like, the idea of him is good. He's quick. He's this. He's that. And then you get him out there, and it never leads to what you think it's going to lead.
You know what my feeling is? My instinct tells me?
Uh-oh.
Chisholm's a better option there. That he'll get open more than Pop will. They will game plan for him. They love him. He gets open fast. He gets off of jams. He's got great separation. He's great off of the rub routes. You can do stack. You can do bunches formations and get him open. I think he's a better option than Douglas. I do.
Hey,
should have asked
Dan Ball.
Chisholm's better.
Present.
I was going to get to Andy. I swear to God, if the interview didn't end, I was going to ask him a Chisholm question. But we can do that in a few weeks. Dan Ball, in the next commercial break, I'm going to Venmo you $20. You make sure that Ted Johnson's first beer tonight at Fenway is on Uncle Fitzy for what he just said, okay?
I can't promise that it will go to Ted, but I can promise a beer will be bought. I can promise you that.
The beer will be purchased, and it will be going down somebody's throat.
It will belong to the radio show. Right. The member will have to figure that one out.
Wait, am I the only like non-Chisholm guy on the show that's left? Is that so? Now Ted's on board.
I was on board the whole time. I didn't like gush, you know, and take my pants off like Fitzy did. You.
We have a very intimate relationship. It's okay, you know. We're seeing each other exclusively now.
You saw a guy in practice, and you thought he just had a bad practice, and he looked small, and he didn't look the part. I see a guy that was out there making plays. Even though he doesn't look the part, the guy still got it done. And I was holding off the my opinions until I saw more. I've seen enough to know that I think he's more capable than Pop Douglas is right now.
In all seriousness, he might be active this week. Like, that's
he should be.
Given the way the offense didn't click and was not efficient,
I would make him active.
Adding that guy, that if he is more of that traditional, efficient, get open quick, we can start a drive with a 6-yard catch kind of guy.
Oh.
That's injecting life into this unit.
All right, we can leave that one there, and we'll see how Pop Douglas does emerging from his career crossroads.
We're not wrongheadedness radio from 2 to 6. We're now the Efton Chisholm fan club from 2 to 6. Yeah, apparently.
There's a majority on them, at least for the time being. We'll see what happens this weekend. Fitzy, are you ready?
I think now is a great time to try to inject a little optimism into the 3-point stance. Yes,
a lot of injecting things. Let's inject this.
You know, it happens.
What have you guys been doing?
How about this? Okay. Dan, it's a great time to imbue a little more optimism into the 3-point stance.
Well, whatever verb you go with, here's 60 seconds. Go ahead.
All right. Earlier this morning, while doing a podcast with our own Megan Ottolini, she reminded me of a phrase, or rather shared something with me, that I think is very relevant to the current Boston sports scene, if not Patriots fan base. In a post that she wrote about Drake May's play and the way that the Patriots looked in week one, she said that now is a very valid time for criticism, but it is not the right time for cynicism in Patriots Nation. And I kind of wanted to take that and run with it. Criticism now is very well warranted for the way the Patriots opened up after a long offseason of hope and optimism and renewed excitement for Mike Vrabel and Drake May and Josh and everyone else that was brought in to play for the Patriots. However, cynicism is a terrible road to go down for Pats fans after just one game. It was a very disappointing game. The outcome, the result, there was a mostly joy-free affair on a joyless, yucky weather day to start a season that was supposed to be full of excitement and touchdowns and even some people being crazy enough to predict double-digit wins in playoffs. I just want to remind everybody, you guys deserve fun. You guys deserve a better football team. It's probably coming around the corner. You need to be patient once again. I feel like I'm running a freaking PSA spot here this week. But remember, folks, you can be critical, just don't be cynical.
There he is, telling us how to feel again.
That's true.
That's so Fitzy right there.
Screw you, Fitzy. I want to be cynical.
You guys got to feel this, and you guys got to feel that.
Ted, for the longest time, was a waiting for the other shoe to drop, tinkle pants, miserable Boston sports fan because of all of the different things we went through with the Patriots getting blown out in Super Bowl 20, blowing the 3-2 lead, Calvin Schiraldi and Bob Stanley in 1986 against the Mets. So I just became a cynical Pats fan and a largely cynical person. And then you know what happened? All those championships that you were part of, the 20 years where reality never actually was something that Pats fans or Boston sports fans at large had to deal with. We had no reality because it was a surreality because everything was always good. This is not to say that kind of pressure is being applied to the New England Patriots or other Boston teams, but for everyone to just punt on the season and say, here we go, same old Pats, it's another season that rhymes with the word, pity, is ridiculous. People need to just, take a breath and give this team a chance to get their footing. That's how I'm choosing to maintain my pedestal and my post on the show. I'm not the most critical guy, as you've learned, but I really want people to try to just relax a little bit and give this team a chance to show their true colors.
Flip side of that would be, I'm sure there are some fans that feel like they're very invested in this team, whether it's season tickets, one-off games, jerseys, hats, and they go, how long do I have to wait for you to be entertaining again? Forget really good. Forget championships and dynasties. How about just entertain me again? Because the last 3 years, has there been much entertainment value to these New England Patriots? I would argue no. So return on investment for a lot of these fans. It's been years.
Since 2021.
So, it's not – I get that this is the first game of the year and don't overreact and we'll see how the season goes, long season. But when you marry that up to the Mayo year and the last Belichick year, and it's we had the Judge Patricia year. That wasn't a lot of fun either. We had the Cam Newton. When do we consistently just get entertained again?
I'm sorry. Las Vegas had them winning over eight and a half games.
Yeah. We also had them favored in 11 games, 11 of 17.
So the expectations coming in the season were higher than they've ever been. So when you see the performance you had in week one, based on all the projections and preseason analysis, you're disappointed in week one. And I think it's okay to be disappointed and to speculate that maybe potentially this is going to be the story moving forward. I hope it's not, but that's the potential.
Yes, and that's why you can be – Ted, you shared a stat in our pre-show email today, the whole 21 first downs for like the yardage, how terrible it was compared to Vegas. Yeah. We all know they blitz too much. Carlton Davis made a terrible play. Hey, you spent $20 million on this guy. This is the other guy opposite Christian Gonzalez and Gonzo's hammy and all this stuff. Yeah, there's reason to be frustrated. Yes, you should be critical. I'm just hoping that Pats fans and Boston sports fans at large don't wander back into the realm of cynicism that dominated Loserville before we became Title Town 2.0. That's
okay. Well, you know, you can't control how, you know, a fan base reacts to.
Right. No. And I would also, it has nothing to do with the results either. If fans get cynical, that doesn't mean the team's going to go down the crapper or vice versa.
That's right.
The team is they.
But are you paying for tickets and driving down to Gillette and spending all your money
on
beers?
How was that traffic on the way in here, man? Jesus.
I'm just telling you. You know, there's people that are really invested in this team and more so than others, and so they expect a better product. That's it.
Yep. And also, they've been season ticket holders for 35, 40, 45, 50 years, and they expect and deserve a product because they work hard, they spend a lot of money, and football is their relief. And when it turns into a grind or a hassle, then it's probably not worth it as well. But I will ask this, Andy, in response to the whole, like, oh, well, you know, last year was Mayo was terrible. The year before that was terrible. The Judge Patricia year was terrible. You can't completely hold Vrabel and McDaniels accountable for what a crap show the team has been in 2022, 23, and 24. They're under a blank ton of pressure. I get it. I totally understand.
I don't think anybody's directing it at Mike. I think it's an organization.
And it's what you do with your Sundays at 1 o'clock. I watch a Patriots game. Is it a good Patriots game? Do I feel good about it later? Do I feel good when I don't know if you people know, but those storm blue jerseys, those rivalry jerseys, you know what one of those goes for? I may or may not have done some research into $189. If I buy a $189 blue jersey that I'm not even sure if it's a Patriots blue, I'm not sure it's why that color, please entertain me when you are wearing those jerseys.
Just give me some.
A little bit.
You don't have, maybe, you know what, it just, if you're not going to win the game, give me hope that you're on the right track. And I didn't even see anything that makes me hopeful that they're on the right track.
And as Stiz played in our open to kick off the 2 o'clock hour, the gladiator line, are you not entertained? A lot of Patriots fans would go, actually, no, not for a while now have I been entertained. Yeah. This hasn't really been all that good. No, it's kind of yucky.
Well, remember fondly those days when Fitzy and Ted agreed over Efton Chisholm, because those are gone. As I ask you, Ted Johnson, are you ready?
I am ready. I'm about ready to tell the Patriots what they got to do on defense.
Okay. Ooh, well, I trust the Super Bowl champion who gets 60 seconds. Go ahead.
All right. So the last 3 years, Tua has just carved up the Patriots. The Patriots mostly played against usually played man-to-man, not a lot of zone against Tua. And this is the stat line from Tua. So let's go back 3 years. 2022, Tua was 23 of 33 for 270 yards and a touchdown. In October of 2023, the following year, Tua, against all the man play, defense the Patriots played, he was 30 for 45, 324 yards, and three touchdowns. And then last year, Tua was 29 for 40, 317 yards, four touchdowns. So, in case you were wondering, what is that total? That's he was 82 for 118, 911 yards, and eight touchdowns the last 3 years, mostly playing man. Last week against the Colts, who did the Colts play? Oh, they played the
Dolphins.
Dolphins, yeah. Excuse me. The Dolphins played the Colts. The Colts defense, they played 80% zone, and forced two interceptions and two sacks, and Tua posted a 51.3 passer rating versus that defense. The Patriots need to take a page from the Colts defense and play zone, cover two, mix in some cover three, mix in some cover four, knock out all the blitzing, knock out all the man-to-man stuff. That is what got Tua all jammed up, was all the zone. Play more zone in this game, and you're going to go a long way in helping yourself.
I like it. Keep it simple, stupid. You're without your best man corner, right? Christian Gonzalez isn't playing. Play zone. Maybe some zone blitzing. Just don't drop Barmore.
Don't be dropping the D-tackles that you pay $46 million to.
So play zone, beat Tua. Sounds simple.
It's simple. It's
yeah, those numbers aren't good. That those previous numbers against, man, that was a lot of yards, a lot of completions, and a lot of touchdowns.
Like, owned the Patriots defense the last 3 years.
Can I ask you this? Can it really be that simple?
Yeah, sometimes, sure. Why not? Yeah.
It was a pause. I was just, doesn't he know you're probably going to play a lot of zone against him after he struggled against, does he just flat out struggle against zone?
No, not at all.
Okay.
But if you see a team that affected him by playing zone, then I would be putting some of that zone into my game plan the following week to see if he's rectified the situation. But he's probably going to be based some of his their game plan on what have the Patriots done in the past against them. But really, more importantly, how did the Patriots play against the Raiders in week one? A ton of blitzing and a ton of man-to-man.
Right.
The highest rated quarterback in 2023 per Pro Football Focus and for the first half of 2024 – until injuries took over for the Miami offense was Tua. So if the Dolphins offense were at full capacity, blitzing would not seem to be the wisest idea.
Okay, so Zach Kaur, if you are listening, the Patriots linebackers coach who probably is going to be calling the defenses, calling the plays, Ted Johnson says you need to play a lot of zone on Sunday in Miami. That is the kryptonite for Tua right now. You'll have lots of success and give yourself a chance to win, right?
That's it.
Let's go.
Let's go, baby.
I like a man with a plan. He came in angry, but he had a very distinct plan of victory for the Patriots on Sunday.
That's all we need.
Well done, Ted. All right, that's going to do it for the three-point stance. Coming up here on WEEI Afternoons, we have a couple very interesting friends of the program. First, it'll be Mike Giardi on the phone lines talking Patriots football. Took a little shot at me. We'll deal with that right out the gates on the texts. But we also have Rob Bradford at 4 o'clock here at Fenway Park talking Red Sox-Yankees. So Patriots, then Red Sox-Yankees. That's all next here on WEEI Afternoons. But first, Dan Ball and his Fenway Greens has what's trending.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now on WEEI, brought to you by Northeastern Savings Bank. The Red Sox open up a three-game series against the Yankees tonight at Fenway Park. First pitch of Game 1 is set for 7:10. Lucas Giolito starts opposite Luis Gil. Here's your lineup for tonight as Jarren Duran leads off in left, and it's Alex Bregman at third. Trevor Story at short. Nathaniel Lowe is at first with Masataka Yoshida, your DH. Carlos Narvaez, your catcher. David Hamilton at second. Nate Eaton back out there in right field. And Seidon Rafaela is in center, and he is batting ninth. You can listen to the game on WEEI FM 93.7 and across the Shaws and Star Market, WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's Go Shopping, Get Rewarded. Mass Mutual pregame show with Christian Arcandis tonight at 6:10, and Will Fleming and Will Middlebrooks have the call of the game. Some notes on today's broadcast. Both Pedro Martinez and Joe Castiglione will be stopping by the broadcast booth to join the call today. And in the third inning, it's WEEI's annual booth swap with WFAN presented by River Spring Health. Dave Sims will pair with Will Middlebrooks, and Will Fleming will pair with Susan Waldman, half inning on each station. The Patriots, meanwhile, return to the practice field this morning. New England visits the Miami Dolphins on Sunday at 1 o'clock. Miami is currently a 1.5-point favorite. Cornerback Christian Gonzalez and defensive end Keon White are out for Sunday's game per Mike Vrabel. Offensive tackle Morgan Moses and linebacker Marte Mapu are both listed as questionable. Don't miss Ted Johnson and the crew on WEEI's Football Sunday beginning at 10 a.m. Then catch Fitzy and Hart on the Six Rings postgame show at the conclusion of the Patriots game. From around the NFL last night, the Packers moved to 2-0 with a 28-17 home win over the Commanders on Thursday Night Football. The Bruins play their first game of the 2025 Prospects Challenge this afternoon against the Penguins in Buffalo. First, or puck drop is at 3:30. And finally, the Revolution host Toronto FC tomorrow night at Gillette. Kickoff is at 7:30. Northeastern Savings Bank is the leading alternative to using a big bank for businesses and families in Massachusetts. Upgrade to a local partner. Upgrade to Northeastern Savings Bank. Member FDIC and DIF. I'm Dan Ball. This is trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com. More Afternoons Live at Fenway Park coming up right after this.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly you know what why people it's not, outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to WEEI Afternoons with Hart, Fitzy, and Johnson.
I remember when we were both that young and doing that, and, it's fondly, I would say. Fond memories and good times.
Any embarrassing Andy stories before we hit the road?
None. I only have great memories of Andy Hart, and he's a class guy and a good friend, so I'm happy for all your success, buddy.
That was nice of Josh McDaniels to join us.
I didn't know you guys were... Bubba's like that. That's good. That's cute.
We used to be seatmates on the plane.
You guys?
2001.
You guys were? You guys?
Yep.
Talk about the game after and look at the stats.
I think they compared visors with each other most weeks.
Oh, yeah. You know what? That Boise State visor you got is nice.
I love
Where'd
that
you get that Boise State?
You know what we don't
Two
compare
best
now?
Friends that anyone can have.
Can have. Bank accounts, because since then he's been a head coach twice in the NFL. Couple of nice contracts there worth tens of millions of dollars, and I'm doing okay for myself.
You know what? You know what? Who's happier? Who's more balanced? Who's?
No, he looks pretty happy. He looks like he's in a good mood. He's kind of got a glow to him. He's in.
Go ahead. Dan.
I'm going to use one of your favorite terms in support of you: the non-linear development. I think your development has been more linear than Josh McDaniels, because he's back where he was a couple years prior. You've been ascending consistently.
That's an interesting point.
What's that from? True Detective. It's like you end up back to where you started.
The time circular, is a flat circle.
Time is a flat circle, Fitzy.
Yeah, so
that's what it is.
And I am not a flat circle. Is that what we go with here?
Sure. 617.
617-779-7937. Let's squeeze in a couple phone calls while we await the arrival of our buddy Mike Giardi. Let's go to our buddy Paulie in Dedham. What's up, Paulie?
Hey, let me tell you, on the other hand, Andy, just because you're in the a-hole chair doesn't mean you have to always act like one. You can maybe take a break once in a while from it. So give me a little bit more time from
Who
now
says
on.
Says I'm acting?
Would, please. So Teddy Johnson doesn't start wrapping those pencils around your neck instead of just throwing them at you. But Teddy, I agree with you. I agree. I love you, Andy. You know I love you, Andy. You know I do. And I respect your mentality. I think you're a pretty smart guy.
Thanks.
For a guy that I like to call Dumbo Hot instead of Jumbo Hot. Anyway, Teddy's a lot of it. My boy Jerome's got to be loving this. Keep picking you up
on the
ground. Him and Collins used to do Bettis and telling him, not today, Jerome, not today. You're not getting hounded today, boy.
Tell him, Paul.
You know, my boy, the all time greatest inside linebacker in Patriots history. Coverage and our against the run combined, intelligence, smartness, tough. The man of steel, an unbendable man of steel in the middle there.
Love it.
I call him like I see him, Teddy. You know that, baby. You know that.
All right, thanks for the call, Paulie.
That's the greatest call ever.
Oh, my God.
You spent too much time praising Ted, and we got to get to the phone lines for our buddy Mike Giardi. It's the best phone hit in the business, so it's got the best phone hit intro in the business.
It's time for Mike Giardi.
Stink, stank, and stunk.
The bulging in his disc in his back. The bulging disc in his back.
What do you gain by keeping Bill Belichick around?
I want to see as much Drake May as possible.
Angry Giardi is here.
Wiggy appears to have a bit of a man crush on Cam.
I don't know if you want to take the cheese again.
Mike Giardi, folks, is an angry man.
I'm not pissed today.
I've got you by at least 2 inches.
On Boston Sports Original, WEEI.
Mike Giardi, Tom Coughlin is not happy with you. Because guess what? If you're not 5 minutes early, you're late. Where were you?
Yeah. I was in the back. I was doing some yard work, and I lost track of time, baby.
Hey, man.
Too busy sending texts, making fun of me and Josh and our little interview from earlier. Is that what it was?
I wasn't making fun of Josh. I was just making fun of you, because clearly he had to say nice things, when in reality we know he was full of crap there.
Okay, so speaking of having to say nice things and maybe being full of crap, my first question was about his relationship with Mike Vrabel and now working with him, and now they have a week of game planning and game reaction under their belts. He said he loves it. Great relationship, great coach, the whole thing. Where do you think that relationship is? Because a lot of us outsiders think it might have been kind of a forced marriage.
I think they're still learning each other. Like, I mean, we Vrabel talked, I don't remember if it was the spring or early in the summer. It might have been early in the summertime. And he was asked, like, how come you're spending so much time, like, with the offense? And he's like, well, I'm trying to learn the offense. I'm trying to see what Josh sees and how he sees it and what he wants to do and how that affects my quarterback and the rest of the group. So I think there's still sort of a feeling out process. You know, there's a lot of familiar names back here, but it doesn't mean all the familiar names are together. So I think they're still in that sort of area where, what buttons can I push here? What am I doing it the way he wants it done? You know, I think they're not quite there yet. It'll take some time.
Hey, Mike, what did you think of just the game plan, how Drake May played, how Josh played him, like kind of how they, you know, made adjustments or didn't make adjustments, just your overall thoughts on Josh's game plan for the first game of the season?
Well, if your offensive line doesn't move anybody, then it's going to be hard to run the ball with any effectiveness. And, I mean, I'll give the Raiders credit because they weren't running it very well, but they didn't necessarily completely abandon it in the second half. Then again, they had the lead for most of the second half, so it kind of allowed them to play with that. I think that ended up being too much on Drake's shoulders. I don't think that's what they wanted to do. If you had asked me last week, what's the one thing I'm sure that the offense will be able to do against the Raiders, I would have said they'll be able to run the ball effectively. And they couldn't, so that put it all on Drake. And as far as how he played, there are pockets of good. There were pockets of not so good. And in the end, it kind of ended up as just kind of a meh-type game. And if they're going to win more than they lose, let's face it, he's got to play better than that.
Yeah, I can't imagine the game plan was to throw three passes for every one rush play last week. Like, Mike, it looks like the game script got out of hand pretty quick. Speaking of this week, though, turning over for a fresh game script, how would you expect the Patriots to open this week against a Miami team that has given them fits for years and Tua has never lost to them, but at the same time looked worse than the Pats last week?
Well, I think we all believe that this Miami team is sort of teetering. You know, that was the worst performance of any football team in the league last year. They got to be 32nd in everybody's power rankings. They made Daniel Jones look awesome, which hasn't happened very often. They scored on all seven possessions. Again, that doesn't happen very often. Bills did that to the Patriots a few years ago. So what kind of team are we going to get with Miami? And so to me, forget.
Michael?
So let's punch him in the face. Am I still there? Hello?
Yeah, you are now. Hello. Yes, okay. Yep, you're good.
Yeah, you kind of are going in and out a little bit.
Stop moving. Stay in one good spot.
I don't know where you're at, but.
See, side yard always works. Now, today, not working. What I was saying was basically, like, punch them in the face because you don't know. This team feels like they're teetering. So go after them. Don't give them any sort of hope in this game. Make them look at each other and go, oh, this season's it's already gone to hell. And, you know, cave right there. But if you let them hang around, home field, the heat, the whole thing, the history, like, then it starts to add up, and then you're in a game in the fourth quarter that you don't want to be in.
Mike Giardi, Boston Sports Journal, here with us on WEEI Afternoons. Mike, I'm going to ask this question of every football guest until I get an answer I like. What the hell is going on with Christian Gonzalez?
There was a setback. I mean, they haven't said it. I mean, Mike sort of said it a couple weeks ago without saying it. But, like, there's no question. Like, they believed and they let everybody know that's in with their, you know, their management group that, oh, he'll be fine for week one. He'll be fine for week one. And then all of a sudden you got to maybe post Minnesota and those joint practices. And then it was like, I don't know, maybe this is lingering. And so, yeah, now we're at a point where what hasn't practiced since July 28th. I don't know, you know, you hope next Wednesday he's out to practice, but at this point I couldn't tell you whether he will be or not.
You know, the hamstring to Christian Gonzalez, and I just think, you know, Terrell Williams taking some time for some personal things are just, you know, a couple things that you just really aren't looking for. Obviously, things happen. You can't control life, but that you just really weren't expecting. What do you think the impact of not having Terrell Williams out there calling plays? Do you think Zach Kerr comes in with a completely different style? Like, what do you see in the defensive play calling now that Terrell Williams isn't there? And do you think him not being there is going to impact the defense that much?
Well, I had Devin McCourty on my podcast yesterday, and I asked him. I said, "Does it really matter who's in your ear?" You know, he was a green dot guy, and he's like, "Oh, absolutely, it matters because some guys don't."
Son of a
call, and you're like, I don't really like that play call. And so if you feel that way, a certain way about a player, I mean, about a coach and what he's calling, you know, Devin said there were times where he'd be like, oh, I couldn't hear you, and I called something else. Like, so I don't know if they have anybody on their team that feels that way that would do that, but that's certainly something to keep in mind. And I would just say if they go completely different than what we saw against the Raiders, then what does that say about the job Terrell did? Or I don't know. Yeah, that would be odd to me. I don't think they want to blitz 43% of the time. I don't think they want to do that. So I think that'll be different. But I would think in general they're still going to be aggressive and they're still going to try to get after Tua.
Mike, I'm sure you heard earlier this week, Kayshawn Booty reminded the assembled media, I'm not sure if you were in the locker room at the time or not, that he was at one point a number one wide receiver. Certainly played like one last week, and Curran and others have pumped his tires this offseason. So do you believe that Kayshawn Booty has what it takes to be a number one wide receiver on this team?
No, but he's far better than I thought. No, but he's far better than I thought he was going to be. I'm the guy who, like, when the whole gambling thing came up after his rookie year was basically shelved, I was like, why are you keeping him? There's no point to this. Like, this is not – he was immature at LSU. They were happy to get rid of him. Like, this, he's not built for this. And then to his credit, he came back in year two, had a really good camp, and was fairly reliable. This year in camp, he was better than he was last year. So, like, he seems to have gotten the message. I have the physical talents to play in this league. Now I just have to match the maturity and the work ethic to it. So I don't want to put a cap on what it is, but to me, like, he's become at least a good number three for a good football team. And that, you know, where I was with him 2 years ago or even last year going in the summer, I would never have said that.
Mike, before we let you go, a lot of people are sort of painting this as a must-win game for both teams, both 0-1, desperate Dolphins team that's having players-only meetings and everything that goes into that. How do you see this game playing out? Do the Patriots get to 1-1, or is it, oh my God, we suck again come Monday?
I fear the latter.
Oh.
I'm still sticking with the 7-8 wins. I mean, I think I picked 8 for the Boston Sports Journal when we did our final preview. And I don't think that that's still out of reach. They're not there yet. I think they're learning each other. I think one of the things that a very wise man who's worked with quarterbacks said to me, he goes, you know, all you guys want to fast forward the whole quarterback development thing. Everybody's different. They jump out in front in year one. They go through growing pains in year two. I think we're seeing some of that with Drake. You got a whole new system. Like, and I'm not trying to make excuses for them, but I think this is a process, and I think they're not close to being where they're going to be when the season ends.
Okay, that's Mike Giardi, Boston Sports Journal. Bad phone, and he's saying he doesn't feel great about Sunday. So fix your phone, and hopefully the Patriots will fix their game on Sunday, and we'll talk to you next week, Mike.
Thanks, Mike.
See you guys.
Yeah, that was kind of like, can I just say, it's like kind of dry humping. It was like, you know, it was kind of okay, but then you can't hear half of the thing.
Yeah.
It's like, I'm not totally satisfied from that interview.
No, I'm not either. And there was some, like, he was questioning the consistency of Booty, I think, at one point, and then it broke out. And I'm you're questioning consistency right now? You're not being very consistent with your phone call right now. But I did take away for the second straight day. We had Tom Curran yesterday. We have Mike Giardi today. When you ask them how they think the game is going to play out, they're like, I don't think it's going to be great. They didn't say, like, definitively the Patriots are going to get their ass kicked.
I don't know how you could.
But they're like, I don't love how this game's going to play out.
I don't have any real certainty that the Patriots are going to roll over this team.
Coming up here on WEEI Afternoons, let's revisit a couple of those key notes from Mike Giardi, including his thoughts about Booty, but also the relationship between the offensive coordinator and the head coach. That's next here on WEEI Afternoons.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, more of WEEI Afternoons
with Hart, Fitzy, and Johnson.
What the hell is going on with Christian Gonzalez?
There's no question. Like, they believed and they let everybody know that's in with their, you know, their management group that, oh, he'll be fine for week one. He'll be fine for week one. And then all of a sudden you got to maybe post Minnesota and those joint practices. And then it was like, I don't know, maybe this is lingering. And so, yeah, now we're at a point where what? Hasn't practiced since July 28th. I don't know. You hope next Wednesday he's out to practice, but at this point, I couldn't tell you whether he will be or not.
Mike Giardi, Boston Sports Journal, just moments ago here on WEEI Afternoons. Full interview, go to the Odyssey app or iHeart, Spotify, any place you get the WEEI Afternoons podcast. Mike Giardi said there's been a setback. That's clear. Somewhere along the lines, there was a setback. So...
He said it. Mm-hmm. Very clearly.
I can, you know, if this were NBC Sports Boston, on the little thing on the bottom, it would say Giardi, colon, quotes, setback.
And then he said right after that, I'm not totally sure, but...
He's piecing it together, but he said it. There's a setback. Okay. So, Ted, how, like, where do we go from here? Like, you're 2 weeks into the season. You don't have your best cornerback. He had a setback. It's a hamstring injury, which we all know can be... up and down. You can re-injure it and extend. Like, how concerning from your perspective, because I don't know if people know, Ted Johnson, you played the game, how concerning is the hamstring injury with Christian Gonzalez?
It's concerning. It's concerning. He's your best player. He's the best player on the team.
Are you sure?
I'm pretty sure.
We had a texter that was like, you guys keep saying that. What do you base that on?
How many debates did we get into this offseason about who were the best two players on the team? It's the cornerback and quarterback.
Yes.
So we've been saying he's the best player.
Plus, he's an all-pro.
And he's an all-pro. Like, so there's that.
How many others of those are there?
And I just think he's so vital for what they want to do on defense, the blitzing, aggressive, man-to-man type of defense that they want to play. And if he's your best man-to-man cover guy is not out there, then I think you're going to see things happen like happened last week where, you know, Jalen Hawkins – gets beat on a deep ball. Where Carlton Davis gets beat on a double move on 3rd and 20. If Christian Gonzalez is out there, that probably doesn't happen. So he's a big part of what they do. It is concerning. The thing that's concerning is coaches always think that soft tissue injuries are avoidable. That you could have done something to, you know, in your rehab or prehab and in your training that would prevent it. So when it happens, they get really irritated. And the fact that it's maybe potentially they had a setback, oh, it's got to grind Mike's gears that's happened.
Fitzy, do you think that has seeped into this, that idea that, okay, so we have a former Patriots linebacker, Hardo, Ted Johnson, who's saying this is the way people think about it. Mike Vrabel could be thinking the same way. You could have prevented this, Christian mm-hmm. Gonzalez. We only play 17 games. You've already missed two of them. And we're a team that, even if you liked us, you thought we might go 9-8. So you take away two games from a team that's right on that cusp of 500, below 500. This is huge. Do you think that has seeped into the mindset and conversation inside of Gillette Stadium?
Oh, I 100% believe that Mike Vrabel believes that this was preventable. You know, you rushed it back. You didn't follow our training guideline. You hurt yourself again, damn it. This could have been preventable. And he definitely was missed last week on a number of different things, from the Carlton Davis stuff to covering Jacoby Myers and or Brock Bowers. And you know how integral he's been in the game plans and defending Tyreek Hill previously. I'm sure there is immense levels of frustration down at One Patriot Place for Christian Gonzalez, just like there is right now, Andy, in the Twitch chat. There was one at twitch.tv/BostonWEI. Terrible player. Waste of roster space. An unused roster spot is a waste of space for a developing team. The fans are turning. The fans are turning. I think that's
what is that based on?
That's hyperbolic, but fans are turning on the fact that he's not out there. That's what it is.
And he should get back out there. And I'll also say, a week ago, people tried to paint it as, well, if there's one game, it might be good. The Raiders don't really have a number one receiver.
They did
there.
Say that. Tight end. Geno Smith.
Yeah, that whole thing. Well, they threw it all over you. He threw for 367. Brock Bowers went off. Jacoby Myers went off. He could have helped you with somebody somewhere along the way. And this week, even though everybody wants to say the Dolphins are dead and they're buried and it's over, Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle are still one of those wide receiver duos that can.
Dude, they got pride. They're going to the practices all week. They got to put their pads on. They got to get out there and do warm-ups. Might as well play the game when the whistle blows. So they're going to be ready to play football. So that's you're right. They just because they had a bad week last week doesn't mean they can't come do something this week. It's part of me wonders the personality of a Christian Gonzalez. Look, he has a certain personality that I could see maybe rubbing coaches the wrong way. You look at him sometimes, just his mannerism. It's just coaches can look at it and go, he doesn't have that dog. Is he soft? Or he's not soft, but is he really conservative? You know, I wish he was a little bit more aggressive in how he kind of was thinking and the way he kind of goes about his work, and so I could see maybe that his personality kind of rubbing them wrong.
Absolutely, he's not
I explained that perfectly, but
I get what you mean.
Gist.
He's not a Boston dirt dog. He's not a Julian Edelman, scrappy, gonna do it all. And
he needs more maybe Robert Spillane in him.
And that can work if you're playing well, healthy. Like it worked for Stephon Gilmore. He had a similar style, personality.
Exactly.
He was also the defensive player of the year. He was out
there. There you go.
He's helping you go to Super Bowls. He's making plays in title
games.
But
a similar disposition,
right.
Yes.
But when you are missing games for a team that's losing, the team that gave up a bunch of explosive plays and a bunch of yards to Geno Smith, now that, are soft.
You know Ferdinand the Bull, the children's book?
I feel like I've heard of it. I don't know the tale, but you're going to tell
me. Ferdinand the Bull, he's this big, menacing bull. But he kind of likes to do things on his own time, and I'll get there. And he's a little bit kind of, I'm not going to do what you tell me to do. I'm going to just do it when I feel I'm ready to do it, right? I feel like he's got a little bit of Ferdinand the Bull in him.
I did not see that comparison coming. Christian Gonzalez is Ferdinand the Bull, and that is not a compliment right now as he misses his second straight week of action. Coming up here on WEEI Afternoons, our buddy Rob Bradford. We're at Fenway Park, so he's going to join us. It's Red Sox. It's Yankees. The lineup is out, and it's on a screen in front of me. And when we come back, we're going to talk about it because I'll be honest, it's not all that impressive for the Boston Red Sox right now. 617-779-7937. WEEI Afternoons at Fenway Park. Back after this.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.